Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, beloved. This is Sister Judith, and with the Lord's help, we will go back to this message I've been sharing this week on how to encourage yourself in the Lord. The couple points I've shared is we can't look to others for encouragement necessarily. We looked at a situation in 1 Samuel where David had been refused by the king of Gath to join him in battle. He went back to Ziklag, where he and his men had been living for a year and 4 months in the land of the Philistines, and found that it was sacked. The Amalekites had come and taken everyone captive and burned the town. So he was in great distress, but he sought the Lord. In fact, his men were ready to stone him. They turned against him. So we have a personal responsibility. Sometimes we may feel so alone. No one understands you. They don't understand the dynamics. They don't have the background. But you know, and most importantly, the Lord knows. So pour out your heart to God. Let Him know exactly what you're thinking, how you're feeling. The Word says, many are the afflictions of the righteous, but the Lord delivereth him out of them all. Psalm 34:19. What does afflict mean? It means to distress so severely as to cause persistent suffering or anguish. A synonym is to try, to torment, to torture, to wreck. That's a very strong word. It's a cause of persistent pain or distress or great suffering. There are just bad things that happen to good people. Some years ago, there were 70 Pakistani Christians killed and 300 were wounded at an Easter celebration. Beloved, we are in warfare in this world. Many of God's choicest vessels have had loved ones, homes, possessions, health, reputations stripped from them. But like Job, they are able to say, yea, though God slay me, yet will I trust him. Psalm 106:2-21 says, who can utter the mighty acts of the Lord? Who can show forth all his praise? Remember, the Israelites had made a golden calf in Oreb, and they worshiped the golden image. So it goes on to say, they forgot God their Savior, which had done great things in Egypt, wondrous things in the land of Ham. So that's the third and important thing. When you find yourself in a difficult situation, when you just need encouragement, not only do you pour out your heart to God, but you remember, what has God done for you? Not only in terms of what are scriptural examples of how God undertook for his people through the centuries, but in your own personal life, I'm certain that you can remember times that you were in a very difficult place and God came to your rescue. So remember his past goodness and faithfulness. You find that all the way through the Psalms. Psalm 13, how long wilt thou forget me, O Lord, forever? How long wilt thou hide thy face from me? How long shall I take counsel in my soul, having sorrow in my heart daily? How long shall mine enemy be exalted over me? But the end of that psalm, verse 5 and 6 says, but I have trusted in thy mercy. My heart shall rejoice in thy salvation. This is an expression of faith. I will sing unto the Lord because he hath dealt bountifully with me. So, what can we do? Remember what God has done in the past. That's what David did. That's what the people of God did. They were able to endure the difficulties because God had shown his faithfulness in days past. And you might feel, why so many battles? Others don't seem to have the difficulties I have. You know, you may be right. However, God says in his word, he won't allow you to be tested above what you're able to endure. It's not your merit. It's not because of what you've done, but what he has invested in you as your creator. You are God's property. He knows what you're made of. He knows your strengths, the talents, abilities he's put in you, and he also knows your weaknesses. That's where his grace comes in. What is his grace? His unmerited favor. Nothing you have done to deserve it. He will give you, beloved, the strength, the grace, the faith to hold on to him when everything else seems to be falling apart, when you seem to be on a slippery slope and you don't know what tomorrow is going to bring. God is there to hold your hand. He's there to rescue you. Remember, beloved, you might feel the least in God's kingdom, but you are actually part of God's great company of heroes. David, Paul, all things are yours, Scripture says, including tests. We all could do without those, right? But those tests refine you and bring you forth, as Job said, as a vessel of purest gold. Let me give another example. Let's look at the life of Paul. In the 27th chapter of Acts, Paul and his companions set sail for Italy against Paul's advice. It was not a good time of year to do that. There could be a lot of storms on the waters at that point in time. But instead, the centurion, he had a job, he had a task, he had to get him, Paul, to Rome. He listened instead to the advice of the pilot and the owner of the ship. Paul had warned of a great loss of cargo, the ship, and even their lives. So there they were it started out nicely, but they were weeks at sea. They were, in order to keep the ship afloat, they threw everything overboard, 14 days fasting. And finally, the ship runs aground near Malta. Let me read just a few verses found in Acts, the 28th chapter. So nonetheless, they, in spite of the ship breaking up, they actually escaped. There was not one life lost. The soldiers, when they knew that the ship was breaking, two seas came together. They ran the ship aground, and the front part of the ship stuck fast, but the back part was broken with the violence of the waves. So the soldiers were counseling and speaking together. They should just kill the prisoners. They're responsible, you know, for them. And so the centurion, however, didn't want Paul to be killed, so he just commanded that everybody should swim ashore. And so they took the broken pieces of the ship, those that couldn't swim, and they made it to shore, and they all escaped safe to land. And they were on, let me just read those first six verses. When they were escaped, they knew the island was called Malta, and the barbarous people there showed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire. They had to be cold and weary and exhausted, and they received us, every one. Because of the rain, it was miserable weather, and because of the cold, they built a fire. And now check this out. Paul, they had just gone through this harrowing experience. Paul is trying to be helpful. He gathers a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, and there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang onto his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he hath escaped the sea, yet vengeance, their gods, suffereth him not to live. It says, Paul shook off the beast into the fire, felt no harm, and they were expecting him to fall down dead. And when they saw that no harm came to him, they changed their mind and said he was a god. So here this horrible thing happened to Paul, and yet it was used to bring revival to that land. He encouraged himself in the Lord. That Hebrew word means chauzek. It means be strong, make hard, harden, strengthen, cure, help, fortify, mend, be recovered, become or wax mighty, withstand, behave self-fanglingly. The very primary root word means to bind, to cleave, to lay hold, take of, to seize, to fasten upon. And so that he threw the snake in the fire, that was in a sense a prophetic gesture. Our body has various members. The hand is a very important member of the body. It's used for service. It's a symbol of authority, of utility. So instead of letting that old serpent fasten on you, beloved, do what Paul did. Shake it off and fasten onto God. Encourage yourself in the Lord. Beloved, let's just pray together, because we're going to believe God to do the very thing he did for Paul, for David. Father, we come to you in the power of agreeing prayer, and we give you praise and thanksgiving that regardless of how fierce the battles are, no matter how difficult the trial, no matter how heavy the burdens, you are our God, you are our deliverer. And so, Father, we choose to encourage ourselves in you. Lord, we pour out a heart filled with thanksgiving and sincere, earnest desire that you intercede, you undertake in our behalf. And Father, we just thank you that you are a faithful God. We remember your past goodness and faithfulness. Undertake now on behalf of everyone who's going through such difficulties. Rise up, O Lord, and be exalted. Cause the enemy to be smitten, and let your beloved come forth in victory, in peace, and in your comfort. Amen and amen. Praise God. Beloved, hear the word of the Lord. You are mighty men of valor in God's eyes. You can be valiant before the Lord. It's not your strength, it's his strength, his grace within you. You are more than an overcomer, the scriptures say. You and God are a majority. When you can look at the battles and afflictions you go through, look at them in a different way, not as trying to just tear you down. That's what the enemy wants. But those battles, those afflictions are a sign that God is proving to the devil and the world that he is with you, just as he was with David and Paul. Well, beloved, it's been a joy to minister this exciting word that God is with us no matter what we face. I love you. Thank you for your prayers. And until next time, this is Sister Glass. Say, may God's best forever be yours is my prayer.
You're listening to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast. Thank you for joining us. You're invited to write Sister Glass at P.O. Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. That's Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code. You're also invited to visit our website, unveiledchrist.org. You can learn more about Unveiled Christ there, as well as email Sister Glass. Again, that's unveiledchrist.org. And please remember as you write that your prayers for this ministry are greatly valued, and your tax-deductible gifts of support enable us to keep this radio program on the air. Thank you for joining us today. Until next time, God bless. Oh, behold.